I'm in agreement with Mr. Jones that we in savings and agreements do not have a specific product, but there are aspects of the law which governs such behavior. If such actions occur, there are sections of the law which points us to regulating such behaviors. Mm. Now, Mr. Jones pointed at 223, at deception. Mm. We also have 242 and 244, where if you make a false instrument, be it a withdrawal slip, a sign a check leave that you're not authorized to, so to sign, if you do those sort of behavior, the aspect of the law which you can be dealt with.